Kof Sivan, Sunday the 10th of June, Rabbi Michael Scharf, Halachic Considerations of Drinking in a Pub.
Good morning. As we come nearer to the holiday season, I assume it's only done in the holiday season. I usually speak on a topic which I've been asked to touch, and maybe I go around the borders, but we're coming to the season of the holiday, and one of certain things which happens, I'm not saying it's done, but at least it happened, a shaila, if one is allowed to drink, to go into a pub, which we know is a mokum shtir, where people go to drink, and if you're allowed to drink a pint of beer, I think today is more a liter or half a liter, strange, whatever it is, but I think still called a pint of beer. In a pub, we'll see what the Nogia la Halochas. What is the problem? We'll talk about what's the problem. And we'll talk about if it's only Nogia to beer, what type of beer, and so on. So we'll try to elaborate this topic. The Gemara, we know all very well that there are various isurim to eat things from a goy, and there are three categories. Number one, the other category, obviously, is dvorim asurim, something which is also dor poshut, neveles, and treifes. We're not going into that. The second madrege is anything which has been cooked, even a kosher azach, which has been cooked in kelim from a goy, which is treifes, is poshut, is also because the blies isu. We're not going to go into benyomer. If not, let's go out of that. But it's also a mokum isu, and this is also choshes deoraisa. All the blies is ashal deoraisa if it's benyomer and so on. Obviously, it's shishim mesentam. But let's not go into this. Just detail. Then there were some shailas v'sigven isurim midrabbonon. The most of these two things, bishul akum and pas akum. Pas akum, ipshat is, if a goy baked bread in his own oven, he put on the fire and he baked it. Chazal lechatchile homs geaset. And we're talking about bismana mishneh. This was an isur to buy any bread from a goy, and at the same time, when Akzere also on Bishul Akum, this is Pas Akum, and Bishul Akum is on a food which is cooked by a goy. Although the food himself is kosher, like vegetable, for example, or anything which we know, a soup, which is no problem, and we're talking about a kosher pot, is no problem of kelim, of isurim, of kelim, still, segven a isur fin Bishul Akum. The reason for that was mishum the Gemara bePashas is mishum chasnus. As we bring up the Rambam laAlocha, as the main issue was mishum chasnus, and we should not come to mix in with the goyim. And dusi given meikar adin from the Mishnah. Later on, the Gemara said motmatir given pas palter, which is from a baker, and why mipnei. And a person, it was impossible. We mainly, nobody had ovens and to be able to bake. So Chazal matir given to buy bread from a baker, not from an individual person who baked at home. So a guy who baked bread at home is still also adayim. We're talking about a bakery. And the reason for that, because the baker don't produce specially for this particular eat. So in Mele, Chazal, it's less chasnus mikaradin, so Mele Chazal on this matter given. This is also legabe pas on the matter given, legabe bishul akum is still the iser. Atke de kach, even if a goy baked, not cook, baked in a Yiddish house, it is also minadin like bishul akum. If a goy comes into Yiddish house, it goes to a different gzeri with chazal homstark makpit given. So sometimes if a goy to come and even put an oven just to bake the challis, we're not talking about cooking, which is definitely bishul, even baked challah by mistake, it's bishul akum. The difference is, a huge difference. The gabe hachshores kelim, how do you kasha the kelim? Because bishul akum, you need to kasha the kelim, and pas akum, we don't need the pashas kasha the kelim. Here, if she baked by you at home, you need to kasha the kelim. So this zachem is gzeres yutchet, the gemara in Shabbos, Mishnah in Avodah Zorah, is midine, the Gemara midine Mishnah. The Gemara bring the following. Itmer, the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, the Flamed Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara bring Tazoi. Itmer, mipnema osru sheikhor shel oyudei kuychovim. Why did they offer the sheikhor? Sheikhor is fermented drink. Yeah, we are used to use sheikhor as beer. We'll come to it in a minute. But what the Gemara bepashes, we're talking sheikhor, fermented things. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok mishum chasnus. The isur you know alad mishum chasnus. Rab Nachman Omar mishum giluye gilui. The Gemara is a machlokes, it's why you know allowed to drink sheikhor shel akum. So one time is chasnus, and the other time mishum gilui. Gilui pshatis, they leave open the sheikhor, and mainly we know that Isur Gilu used to be Nechoshim and some around, and a Nechosh will come and put the poison inside. Melech Hazalom geaser to drink anything which was left opened. And so mainly, but the goyims are not marked of Gilu, so that's why we are not allowed to drink it. So we'll come to it in Achinam. Any other drinks? We'll come to the Hemshech HaGemor. So the Gemor Lemaise carry on, and the Gemor says the following: Rav Popa mafikin li leabove dechanus veshosi. Rav Popa used to take the drink out of the shop and drink it outside the door, because the issue was only at the place where it's you sit and drink. Rav Achai. He used to take it home, all the way home, and drink it, not even outside the door. So the Poskim talks about the difference between Rav Popa, which is allowed only outside the door, because the whole thing is not Mikir, the Dina, the Mishnah, it's a new Gzere, which is either the Amroim Damet, or with the Andre Rishonim Shet, Kdoishim Asher Boret, at a time which saw that people used to go and drink in places of Mele, they come to the Gzeres Chasnu. So he says, you take it outside, it's good enough. Rav Achai said, no, you need even further to go all the way home. So, what about Gilui? Was in the Gemor? The Gemor for the Kasher. Lot Gilui, the Chor doesn't make any difference. Correct, the Gemor. So, akoponim lahaloch lemaise, the Rambam in Aliposkim, we see the Gemara alayn, the Bepashas follow up the two Tanoim, Rav Popa and Rav Achai, because if according to Gilu, like the Gemara said, doesn't make any difference where you're going to drink it. So, we made that we pass in lahaloch is als chasnus. Als Gilu, the Gemara said that we're not talking it as al gzere, and dafke bayoshon chodosh, the Gemara said you can see it. The Gemara have a teret on Gilui, what do you do with it? About Kolponim, we pass in Halacha Mishum Chasnus. The Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideh Simen Kuf Yudalit, is a whole simen in Shulchan Aruch talking about this particular issue. The Halacha said that Kol Sheikhar Shel Oyved Kirchovim, Echot Sheikhar Shel Tmorim, made from dates, or Shel Teinim, or figs, or Shel Seorim, which is beer, Oyin shel tvur from on the type of grain, and bepashes on the type of cereals oichet, like we know today. There's a name to the rice beer. What they call it? Sanki. That's it. Also a big shayli. If it's okay, this is also a kashrus shayli as well. Oyin shel dvash also mishum chasnus. So we're talking about clearly the aloch we passed, the Rambam is the aloch, and we pass mishum chasnus. The Oba, the Gemara says the Laloch, ve'enu osur elo bimkoy mechirosoy, only in the place where they're selling it. Aval imizi ha'sheicho leveisoy ve'sheisei u'shom muter. She'igra agzeru she'meise de'etzloi. So the Laloch, we see the Mechaber Laloch in Shulchan Aruch, in the Rambam bring to Echad, that you, on the same spot, you're not allowed to drink it, but if you take it home, So the Alon Kodesh Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring the middle svor that if you take it outside by the door, it should be good enough. You need to take it all the way home. And that's why the Loshon Rambam Oichad. But Akulponim, on site, you definitely not allowed to drink it. Now the question is, what type of Shecher? The Mechaber goes straight all, and he put all the category of Shecher, of what they call fermented type of drink, yeah, which is basically the mechaber shechor shel tmorim teinim seoirim. Be'emes is a big machlokes or rishonim. What type of shechor we talking about? So the rishonim come up with it. They said that if we pass la locha because chasnus, the whole shayla is chasnus, you come to avera in their places. So the gzera was of the type of drink that they used to drink. What was the norm in the place? Today we drink beer in a pub, but what was Be'etzem at the time of the Gzere? What was the type of drink? So most of the Rishonim, a lot of Rishonim, said the main drink was a certain drink which was made from honey, and you circulate honey. So, and Tesanzazach, the Ruch Shulchan claimed that it's not med which we are used to, and Tesan, it was a different type of drink. That's what the Ruch Shulchan said. He said, because med, we know everybody drink it, so can't be that this is the grand exeret. But Akoponim, some Zweisos, it was a different type of fermentation. The Mogen Avrom in Ilchas Pesach also talk about med as well. So, Bepashas, we take on its med, but the Ruch Shulchan said lechori was a different type of drink which they used to use it. About korponim lemaiz, and according to this shita, the issue would have been only on sheikhov shel dvash, on this particular one which brings. So we must understand here something very important. Beshas the gzeir of pasakum and bishulakum, we never seen a different. Where you drink it, where you eat it, where you gonna eat. If the goy done it, is also finished. Here, by Sheikho, we see a lot of different halochas. Bimkoy mechirosoi, and we'll see soon different conditions. And the reason for that is, again, it was not alpi al midino de mishne or the gemora, it was only bizman amoroim that some amoroim saw to see to be mesaken such a gzere, and that's why Chazal said you're mesaken according to what the metzis was, and you can't take much more. So that's why bimkoy mechir also is definitely also. So akulponim lemaise lahaloche, the mechaber himself passed that every type of fermented drink is also. The Ramo, which is the ravio, the motri brings over, and he said, yesh matirim b'sheichov shel dvash utvur. And that some, which is the Ravi, the Motri Ben Yehuda, the Ravi, that Sheikhov Shel Tvur, you're allowed to drink it, Bimkoy Mechir also. Why, again, although it's a fermented stuff, because Bishav the Gzire, it was not the usual drink. So Mimele, Oibsi that Takonas Chazal Mi'ikar Adin from Yutres Dvorim, the Gzire Chazal, so everything went across the border. Every drink you're not allowed to drink in Bimkoy Mechir also, the place where they sell it. Mashenken, if it's only something which we are mekabel of us al gziog and gzere not to come nearer to the goyim, so mimele only war was b'shas ma'ise. And so mimele, the Ramo is a bit more makel and lenient, and he says she'll tvur. The achroinim claim that although the Ramo is makel in a tvur, but this is because, again, b'shar toy was not such a popular drink, to use. They used to use men, which was something very, and different type of drink. Masha'enken, today, later on, when we see that this is a drink where you go and to buy, bimkoy mechir also, so lechoy rebir should come under the category. This is the first step. Then there's another condition. There also the issue, even though the mechaber and the other rishonim, which asked to drink any type of fermented drink, is also keshekuvea atzum lishtois kederech sheodom kuvea bishtir. If a person come along and sit and drink, or if it's only derech arai beakroel mutar, if it's only he bypass a pub and he goes into a drink because he's thirsty, not sitting down, is mutter. On this particular point, the big machloikes, what's meant arai? This condition of arai is very difficult. According to the Pri Chodosh, it means, doesn't go if we are on the way, for example, you're thirsty going. It means, what is your habit? Are you drinking dirt as arai or you are used to? If you are a person that you used to drink a beer, so mainly you're not allowed to go into a pub also to drink. But if you are not, usually you drink soft drink. Now you're thirsty and you're on the way, it's very hot weather, you go in, you take this one, they sell there, it's mutal. But if you yourself, you are used to, it's also, according to Amr Achonim, no, it's all depend if you are used to go into a pub. What you drink at home is a chmutel, doesn't come into the issue of the category of the issue. So, the mindset again, we see that there is quite a leniency if someone wants to be more lenient. And obviously, if it's not rogil to go and to drink in a pub, if someone is on the way and is on holiday, want to drink, they do a mokim lehatir. No chazachi, some people say, be mokim kavua in this particular place. So, the mokim ara, it means it's not you. Normal, usual place of drinking. Yeah? This is not local. I hear. Okay. I'm not used to the dark, no, but Akalponim, this is not aside data. So when you are away. Now, what is very interesting in other way, for example, someone goes traveling around, yeah? You stay in a hotel, and you decide down, you want to go down to have a drink. They also serve, it's not mamash a pub, usually in a hotel, but it's a bar, I think, to go and sit down and to drink. This also, moko in mechiro, so you should not allow. But here, because you are achsanoi, you have a residence now, you are renting a room and you're staying in the hotel, then you're allowed. Why? Because it's like your own house. So of them, chazal hom nish choishish given, and mainly if a person stay in a place and goes and down to drink, of them eaters beitzem muter. So we see that the drinking in a pub is not so simple as we take it up. Sometimes it's a big chiddush to some people, but we need to know. So we made it to go to a local pub. Demolf Ziche Bepashis is also. Chutz to be made below the Shita Saramo, with the Choshuchim, the Oichel Shtat Mistapik in them, because today, which he said, the Ramo is made on beer, which is made on Tvur, but the Choshuchim, it Andre Poskim said that today, this is the norm, and this is the water drink which we have. Is Oich also? We mainly should be also in a local, but when you're traveling around. Oh, now taking in Achanam, if it's not something that you are used to, is also. I don't want to go into Bemis in their Bekan Halacha, the Achronim speak about it, to take if you're meeting someone, like a business meeting, and you have a drink, you know, to do. So the question who is paying as well. So, again, if it's their Harai, usually the clients who pay, yeah? They will definitely not pay. Man, Aid is full generous. Is Memele Beitim Yola, because it's not there kva. So Memele, you're doing it, so you should be allowed to do it. Now, one thing is interesting, that the Gemara said, Meviole Beisoi, and that's what we pass in La Halacha. The chotzer akolponim, the garden around a pub, is also mokum mechirosoi. People sitting and drinking, that is also mokum mechirosoi. So the garden is also counted at the same place. Outside on the pavement, is really, do they aloche be Pesach de Chanusa? Yeah? So lemais imki la aloche, we pass him as you should only maviole beisoi, but shet nachoinim is if you have different condition, like it's bakroy in it or nishel tvoi, you can be making and to drink it outside. So if someone really doesn't want to go into an nishel, even if when you're on the way and he drink maybe a few pints during the year as well, so mimele take it outside and demot lechoyro shouldn't be any problem. What about the glasses? Very good question. The glass himself is no shy on it because it's cold. If it's cold, it's no blies. They're always washed. They are used for beer. There's no, I'm not talking now the issue of beer himself. Maybe we'll touch it in a minute. But there's no blies to it. So maybe there's no problem about the glasses. What? Even if they wash it in the trap in the dishwasher, they're always clean because they give it to you. Yeah? Definitely. They're not going to give you a dirty cup. Yeah, This is definitely, the woman, it definitely will give him a capital and an accuser. They will definitely give a clean cup, and they put a clean beer inside. The male shouldn't, they know bleed directly, bleed, as long as you don't stay for 24 hours and to leave it for Kobush. I doubt it. I think it'll be finished by then. By those lines, the second shine, what? That's what he meant. And Machlokes the Boilei Odino. Now, the other shine with Tosfos touch is, what about Bishul Akum? You cook, you boil the barley together with the water to produce a beer. So why should not be also on Bishul Akum? So the Tosfos have the question, and the Tosfos have two tirutzim, quite interesting tirutzim. The one of the tirutzim is because the barley, according to all, the other type of shecher, definitely, tomorim te'enim is ne'echel chai. So in Meile, dobar she ne'echel chai is nishduk and bishul akum. This is Einzach. And the second, this is one of the tirutzim. Under Rishonim mentioned en oil al shulchan melachim, which is another condition. Yeah, because you don't really invite someone to come to have a drink. What you call, you're going to a pub to drink, it's nish oil al shulchan melachim in the start to be oiser. And Tosfos come with another teretz that the barley is bottle berov. Because once you put it together with the water, you ferment it, it's nishtane, which broche you made on it, shakul niyavidvoroi. So we see that be'etzem, what you're doing, you're extracting the tam of the barley, of a be'etzem is water what you're drinking. And water is no issue of bishul akum. If a goy boil water, there is no shaila. So Tosfos said the heter is two things. Number one, senechel chai, and the second thing is oil al shulchan melachim. As broche is bottle. And the Rashba mentioned about oil al shulchan melachim. Thus, Lemaise, the question was about tvur. The Bach claim that tvur, I think it's a bit difficult to start eating barley, raw barley, unless you cook it, and so on. So, and also the teretz of maybe the Rashba, things can change, time do change. Like you said, today you can call meeting people, sit down, have a drink. And this is maybe, yes, kol al shulchan melachim. So, most of the achronim use the teretz of bottle, because you use it, you put it together with water and you change the brocha, mimele out nishken isu. I'm not talking now about the isu of beer himself, we're talking about the kosher beer, obviously the beer is kosher. One of the main two issues, I think, to mention about the kashrus of beer, is the emesis beer have, like we all know, four ingredients. Yeah? But these two are the ingredients which are not declared. And what are the four ingredients? I think they are water, hops, barley, and sugar. Huh? They don't boil. They put sugar for fermentation a little bit. So, they have a different, no? What they? No. So the mice, the hops himself, we know a hop as it's vegetable, it's a leaf, be'itzem. So there is two ways to do it. You dry the hops and you put it in. Or you can extract the hops. So there used to be a company in Europe who used to use and extract hops. So you never used to put the hops himself, the dry hops. And to leave it to give the taste, it used to be to use a certain extraction, which is used to come from a certain company in Australia. And this particular company in Australia used to add in the extraction a certain animal fat. Now, I'm not saying Lemaitre later on is bottled because the hops is not even shishim in the thing, but it was not Gishmak Lechatkele to do it. We've been working for quite many, I think it took 2 or 3 years to manage the company in Australia to change. And eventually they change, and they use, so now you can have beer. So this is one of the shal which was, and the reason why they put the animal fat, it's called the anti-forming agent. When you extract the hops, the liquid from the hops, it used to show a lot, to make a lot of forming through the process. So they put a little bit of animal fat in it to stop the forming. So those has been changed, and Baruch Hashem, they're using
yeast.
Yeast. No. Yeah, of course they use the yeast. Okay, it's one of the shaila was the yeast. When the ma'ase yeast was used, it today have no shaila. What all the beer have been in various. Yes, no pub. No, you don't see it in the pub. No, in the breweries themselves. No, you can see it in the breweries. You probably wouldn't see the yeast at all. One of the last issues, which is not a new thing, is when you ferment the beer, it causes a lot of not only forming of particles into the beer. You need to sieve it through properly to get a clear liquid beer what you want. You need to filter it properly. So there is two ways of filtering. The first way is a filtration system through paper or what they call the UF, a different type of filtration. But this is one way. Or there's another way of filtration, which is called isinglass. You're putting a certain liquid into the beer or different type of liquid, which basically it works like a gluing system. It glued all the little particles in the drink and they all drop into the bottom. So you always suck from high up. So mainly when you finish your cup, if you want, you'll see the shmoy. Now, this is not done, you can't do it at home because it's very ugly to have a cup of beer and you have a little bit left over. Although there is such a thing, organic beer, I think, do have such a thing, don't want to use it. Isinglass is made from fish, from a certain type of fish, which was a big discussion at the time of Nudebjude. Nudebjude wrote a very, very long tshuva about it, which the fish is also, is based in Dag Tome. And if you're allowed to use it, not the beauty was matirate because it's only done as filtration, it does not stay in the product, but at the end of the day it drops into the bottom and then filter and remove that. Some on the achronim were more machmir because you cook it, sometimes you boil it together, it stays there more than 24 hours. It was a massive discussion between the achronim. Today, I don't know if most of them, but quite few of the breweries use isinglass mainly in the barrels. So they what they use usually in pubs, bammers. Why? The reason is because they want the what I've been explaining, they don't finish the full fermentation process in the brewery. If people want in the pub to have a fresh beer, it does not have much the same taste as when you buy a bottle. And the reason for that is because it carry on the fermentation, the final stages still in the brewery at the time in the pub. At the time yet you are pulling slowly, so it worked out. So they need to have a filtration system in the barrel themselves. When you're pulling the whatever it's called, the handle, it's connected with a tube down to the barrel, and this tube doesn't go until the bottom of the barrel. It's always left a small gap, which is worked out that all the shmo in the leftover is drop. And usually they use isinglass, which is a question ingredient. I'm not saying it's definitely also, nobody will give a hedge and use it because the chatchile to put a dovo also in it, no. But I'm not saying everyone used it, but it was a practice use till recently. I think the last time I visited a brewery was about 3 years ago in near Brighton, and they still had some, or not all the ranges, some of the ranges which they used to use it. I just want to touch on this particular subject today. 260 years ago was a tshuva written here in London, so I thought it's worth mentioning that. And this is because the shaila of the bishul akum in beer, of boiling the barley and so on, the shaila of drinking coffee, if coffee is a shaila of bishul akum, was the topic. It was a massive machloket between the achronim, but the coffee demons came out. Although the story was that the Yabetz, Rabbi Yankov, the son of the Chacham Tzvi, were here in London for at the time, 206, exactly this week, and the Shaila was written this week in London, Yom Gimel Chov Dalet Siven Tov Kuf Yud Beis. So we took Mamish 260 years ago. I thought it was well mentioned. The Yabetz were met, and he went on the way to drink a coffee in a coffee house. And he was, someone spotted him, and he went to the Rov locally, and he told them, And the Rav wrote them, when he went back to Amsterdam, he wrote them, how can it be? You know, the drinking milk in the coffee, Weissos, Demos as well, used to be like that. And by the Shailov, Bishulakum, and so on. So the Yabetz wrote a whole tshuva to explain himself. But Lemaise, he talked about the Bishul Akum in coffee because you are cooking the beans together with water. The same thing, chocolate, and so on. So it should be a Bishul Akum. And again, the same shine of Toysus, like barley, because it's the water, like we mentioned, of Toysus, and Ashkom Elohim, and of them, the Chai Odom is very stark. Machai Odom said that today coffee is Oila Shechom Lochim. People do invite only for a nice special coffee, so it should be also. Apart from the Chai Odom, that we see people going to coffee house and the issue of Chasnus also come along. So he offered to them. The Yabetz Lemaise come along and his matter, he says, no problem of Bishul Akum, no problem of even the Kelim, even if the Goy would have used for milk and so on, he goes a long tshuvas. Well, the Abbot finish off and says, but one thing I did wrong, and of them I need to ask tshuva, is that if the mokum here, people in London, were not used to go in and to drink, me mele of them chatosi, as I went in b'shoyeg, I didn't know that, because icho gealtem se muter should be, and a person when he travel around, he should be more and more careful because he doesn't know what it is. I just want to finish off one thing because of the gilui of the Gemara. We mustn't forget that Ein Tana learned about the issue of drinking shecher is al gilui, like we mentioned. The Gemara asks, if the issue of gilui is because you are scared that a nochosh went and put a poison in it, and in Mele you can cause death to a person, how come the goyim are not makpid and nothing happened to them? What the Gemara asked the question, and the Gemara answered, "Aide de ochle shkotzim rumosim chovil gufayu," because they are used to eat shkotzim rumosim, so their immune system not harmed to that. And the Achronim explained that because a Yiddish guf, the Torah he gave him to be makvid of machalas asuras, is so pure, like a child. You're going to say the child is also a human being. Give him everything to drink and to eat. It doesn't work. You need to wait in the stage. He got a pure body. The same thing a Yid. A Yid is makbe machasuras. The body is pure and is neshoma. So in Mele, every little thing will cause him. Mashenken and the goyim. So we see how much our body is so much more pure because, and we're makbe machasuras.